KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's mostly cloudy, 65 degrees in Atlantic. We look for cloudy to partly cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high in the mid-80s. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. In area news, a reward of up to $10,000 is being offered to anyone who can provide information leading to an arrest associated with last Sunday's railroad switchbox tampering incident near Menlo. That word came yesterday afternoon from officials with the Iowa Interstate Railroad. Early Sunday morning, a train crew passing through the area discovered a switchbox had been broken into about a quarter mile west of Menlo. A second train on its way to the area was ordered to stop short of Menlo until the incident could be investigated, and all traffic on the rail was shut down for about 8 hours. IRR officials say if the first alert train crew hadn't made the discovery as quickly as it did, a train coming through would have derailed, resulting in a fire, the death of the train's crew, and potential hazard to the nearby community. The FBI is assisting the Iowa State Patrol and Guthrie County Sheriff's Department in the investigation, but authorities say they do not believe the tampering to be a terrorist threat. Neighbors believe more than one person was responsible for breaking into the switchbox. If you have information about the incident that may help authorities, you can call area code 319-298-5405 or email to menloreward@iasrr.com. That phone number and that email address is on our webpage, kjan.com. Click on the local or the news tab and scroll down for this story. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
The Iowa State Patrol reports no one was injured during a two-vehicle collision Thursday in Page County. The accident happened at around noon in Clarinda. Officials say a vehicle driven by 30-year-old Joseph Sitzman of Osceola was making a left turn into the Casey's General Store entrance off of northbound South 16th Street when 49-year-old Rhonda Key of Clarinda failed to yield the right of way and ran into Sitzman's vehicle. Both drivers were wearing their seatbelts. Damage from the collision amounted to $4,000. The trooper cited Key for failure to yield upon entering a through highway. A Red Oak woman was arrested Thursday evening following a traffic stop at 2nd and Oak Streets in Red Oak. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office's 32-year-old Becky Jo Hegarty faces charges of littering, driving while barred, and possession of marijuana. Hegarty was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren said Thursday four people were arrested on drug charges Wednesday evening following a routine traffic stop just west of Atlantic. McLaren said the incident began when a deputy stopped a vehicle on Highland Road at around 6:16 p.m. for having improper equipment. He says after the deputy asked for consent to search the vehicle and was refused, a canine unit was called in to conduct a perimeter search of the vehicle.
A canine was used, indicated on the trunk area of the car. In the trunk area of the car, there was a half pound of marijuana.
Taken into custody on Class D felony charges of possession of marijuana with the intent to deliver and failure to affix a drug tax stamp was the driver of the car, 25-year-old Kylie Wojciechowski, along with her husband, 31-year-old Shannon, and passengers, 21-year-old Haley Williams, as well as 21-year-old John Chamberlain III, all of Atlantic. Each of those individuals were brought to the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Atlantic Police assisted the Sheriff's Department in conducting the investigation. The Harlan Police Department reports eight people were cited over the past week for minor in possession of alcohol. Officials say an investigation into a noise complaint on June the 9th at 1803 Lincoln Avenue in Harlan resulted in the arrest of four male juveniles. 17-year-olds Brian Schechinger, Brock Travis, John Pritchard, and Joshua Carlisle, all from Harlan, were brought to the Harlan Police Department, cited for minor in possession, and released to the custody of their parents. And on Sunday, 18-year-olds Bailey McGrath and Jandy Johnston and 19-year-old Jill Hopps, all from Harlan, along with 19-year-old Trisha Nowatsky from Erling, were cited for possession of alcohol under the legal age after a Harlan police officer observed the teens allegedly in possession of booze when he pulled up next to their vehicle in the parking lot of a business. All four were cited for the offense and released. That same day, 21-year-old Zachary Culp from Harlan was cited for selling alcohol to persons under the legal age after officers observed him allegedly committing the act at the Harlan Come and Go store. The Harlan Police Department reports a Kirkland man was arrested on a drug charge earlier this month. In their activities report issued Thursday, the HPD said 19-year-old Colton Cobalt of Kirkland was charged June the 3rd with possession of drug paraphernalia. He was cited and then released from custody. The next day, 27-year-old Carl Parkhurst and 55-year-old Ricky Hansen, both of Harlan, were arrested on public intoxication and disorderly conduct charges after officers were called to a possible fight in the 500 block of Market Street. And 20-year-old Laramie Arkland of Harlan was arrested on third-degree theft charge after Arkland allegedly took two 12-inch speakers, an amplifier, and a CD visor sleeve full of CDs from a vehicle belonging to Brandon Allen. On June the 8th, officers in Harlan arrested 25-year-old Tara Smagets of Harlan on a charge of OWI and failure to have a valid driver's license. Her arrest took place following a traffic stop. That same day, 70-year-old Gary Ross of Harlan was arrested for disorderly conduct following an alleged altercation between Ross and Harlan resident Kevin Clark. The next day, 46-year-old Dennis Armstrong of Harlan was arrested after police investigated a report of persons drinking alcohol in public. Armstrong was charged with public intoxication and interference with official acts. On June the 10th, 14-year-olds Curtis Scheffler and Andrew Nippert, both of Harlan, were cited on trespassing charges after they were allegedly found to be operating ATVs at the fairgrounds. Officials say since it was not their first offense, the teens' ATVs were impounded. And on June the 10th, 56-year-old Ronald Henriksen of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop on charges of OWI second offense, failure to have a valid driver's license, and a moving violation related to the operation of his headlights. News time is 7:14.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements, 91-year-old Viola Clara Musich of Harlan died Tuesday. A mass of Christian burial service for Viola Musich will be held today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan, with a Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan in charge of arrangements. 56-year-old Susan K. Gandy of Long Beach, California, died June the 9th. Graveside services for Susan Gandy will be today at 2 o'clock at the Sunny Hill Cemetery in Grimes. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. 92-year-old Esther Frazier of Griswold died Sunday. Funeral services for Esther Frazier will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold, with the Dune Funeral Home of Griswold in charge of arrangements. And 75-year-old Donald Rivers of Fontenelle died Sunday. Funeral services for Donald Rivers will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.